Well, we hear Jesus teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum in our gospel. And also he, as we heard, basically pulls out or directs out of an individual an unclean spirit, a demon, basically. Just a little context. Last week, you know, we heard about the calling of his disciples. Jesus was on the Sea of Galilee, and he called a few of his disciples. So the gospel we heard today, he actually then goes right back to Capernaum. And again, remember what happened. Jesus grew up in Nazareth, and if you read the gospels, he had gone back to Nazareth and had read the scroll from the prophet Isaiah in the synagogue there in Nazareth. And he said, this passage has been fulfilled in your hearing. And those in Nazareth eventually were upset, and they're going to throw him off the brow of the hill, and he left. So what eventually happens is then he moves to Capernaum. That's where Peter lives, and so it's kind of, he makes that his kind of his home base. Jesus does. So he's there now in Capernaum in the synagogue, teaching with authority, as we heard. And he doesn't teach like the scribes, he teaches with authority. In other words, his teachings are profound. They're deep. And of course, we know that Jesus is God. And then Jesus talks to an unclean spirit. There's a man with an unclean spirit there in the temple. And it's interesting, if you go and read scriptures, you know, read the other gospels and other parts where demons have possessed individuals, it seems like the demons identify Jesus. We know who you are, the Holy One of God. So the demons are acknowledging Jesus. That's one of the things, you know, if you think about it. If you have someone that's possessed identify a person, an individual, as the Son of God, would you maybe believe more that that person actually is the Son of God? And especially if that person then calls the demons out of the individual, which happened a number of times in Scripture. So it's like, wow, you think you might believe that that actually is God? If, you know, if the demons are identifying Jesus as the Lord? Anyway, so Jesus, this is one of the things he came to do. He came to call out demons. He came to expel demons because ultimately God's in charge. Now we know what happened at the beginning of time when God created the angels. It says in Revelation, it seems a third of them fell. Lucifer was the most brilliant angel that God created. And he, who's now known as the devil or Satan, he fell along with, again, about a third of the angels. St. Michael came and basically pushed them down into hell. But also, they're not just in hell. They roam around the world. So they're a reality. And St. Paul talked about this. He said, St. Paul said, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So St. Paul acknowledges that. He says, be sober. This is one of the things, you know, to realize that there are demons roaming around the world. You know, it seems like it's prevalent today, certainly. Now, it certainly was prevalent back then, too. But there's evidence of it today. You know, there seems like what I heard, that the number of exorcism has gone up. So St. Paul says, be sober. So the reality is there is demons. They're around us. They're tempting us. Certainly the devil. And then St. Paul says to be vigilant. To be vigilant. Now this is really important because the devil is, there's all kinds of the way the devil works and demons work. To be vigilant. To know that this can happen to us. And sometimes it can happen subtly. You know, maybe, you know, in our media, like movies and videos online, books, magazines, music, there can be subtle messages in these that if we're not vigilant, we can get sucked into things. So this is really to be vigilant. You know, some of these things, oh, you know, the devil tries to trick us and deceive us. This is one of the things he tries to do. We know that that happened with Adam and Eve. Trick us to try to think that, oh, well, something, you know, something is really good when it really isn't. Or try to say, well, you know, it's really not that bad. You know, this is like, oh, I went and watched a movie or listened to music, and we say, oh, that really wasn't bad, although there was bad things in it. We kind of just can dismiss it. Well, that's the devil. He's kind of like saying, oh, you don't have to worry about that. Don't have to worry about that. And obviously what can happen is you can enter into the slippery slope. You know, it's like, we don't think that's a big deal, and so we start doing that. And then we get used to doing that. And then we go further, and we keep getting worse. So to be vigilant, it's like, if we have a sense like something isn't right about this movie or what someone said or whatever, to really be vigilant, listen to the Holy Spirit moving us. You know, if there's something that bothers us about it, that might be the Holy Spirit telling us, there's something that should bother you about this. That's the reality. So the devil can trick us. He can deceive us. Demons can trick us and deceive us. Think, oh, well, it really isn't that bad. Or it's not wrong. You know, oh, what the church says or what Jesus has taught, you really don't have to follow it exactly the way that he pointed it out. You know, you really don't have to follow that. You know, and God will forgive you, and, you know, it's just like, so you can just go ahead and do it. No. I mean, we shouldn't say, I don't want to do that. Now, sometimes what happens is because of our weakness, we fall into sin. So we obviously go to confession, we ask for forgiveness. But to be careful, you know, it's just like, to not dismiss sins. Oh, they're not a big deal, or I'll be forgiven. Know also that the devil and the demons, they know our weaknesses and those habits that we are in, you know, the bad habits. So they're going to play on those things in our lives. So it's one of these things where it's just like to know our weaknesses. You know, where are we vulnerable? Where are we kind of can have a tendency to fall into sin? And to really pray, especially in those times, you know, pray to the Lord. Know our habits, you know, our bad habits. Try to get out of them. Also, you know, the thing that the devil demons can do is they can trick us and try to convince us that, well, our responsibilities that God has given us, those aren't as important as other responsibilities that we think are more important. You know, it's like people can work too much. Work is a good thing, but if we work too much and fail to fulfill our family obligations or the responsibilities, then it's not good. So really to look at that, am I fulfilling the responsibilities that God would have for me? Not what I would think or what the devil would want me to do. And also to be mindful about just that when we do fall, when we do sin, what's going to happen? You know, God's like up there saying, don't sin, don't sin. And when we sin, God says, hey, come to me. Return to me, ask me forgiveness. Well, what the devil does and demons is like, they try to trick us and try to have us do something that isn't good for us. So it's like, oh, that's really good for you. Do that, do that. And when we do it, then they're the accuser. The devil's the accuser. Oh, you're bad. And the devil can get us down, you know, to lose hope. So that's what we have to do is not lose hope when we fall, to turn to the Lord. And that's part of being vigilant. You know, it's just like to know that we can fall, we can sin. Important part is to ask for forgiveness. I mean, certainly we don't want to sin, but when we do, to ask for forgiveness. This is what God wants. If you read in scriptures, this happens throughout scriptures, like in the Old Testament. There's individuals who sin and they fail to repent. And it's not good, but there's like David, you know, he sinned, but he repented. Peter, he repented. Judas did not. Judas lost hope, he despaired. So important for us to repent, ask for forgiveness. And so certainly some of the things that we can do to help is certainly to pray to the Lord. Without prayer, we're not going to be able to avoid falling into sin. Now, sometimes we think, oh, I cannot fall into sin on my own. No, we really can't. We need God's help and grace. So this is important for us to pray. Remember in the garden, agony in the garden? Jesus said to his apostles, pray so that you don't fall into the test or fail. Pray. Well, they fell asleep. What happened? Well, Peter denied Jesus 3 times and the others ran away. And it was only John the evangelist who was at the foot of the cross. All the other apostles were away. So Jesus says, pray. And we say that even in the Our Father, and lead us not into temptation. It's like we're praying to God. Help us to avoid falling into sin and even temptation. But again, if we are tempted, to turn to the Lord. Another thing is obviously the sacraments are powerful ways that we can be helped. Certainly the sacrament of confession, that's a mass. Mass is powerful. It gives us help and grace and strength to certainly avoid falling into sin. Other things, like sacramentals, like a scapular, a miraculous medal, to wear these kind of things. It helps fend off the demons, basically. Or like holy water, crucifixes in our houses, our homes, in our car, to remind us about the Lord. And certainly if we're tempted, we can turn to the Lord. Praying like the rosary is a powerful weapon against the demons and the devil. So really to know that we need God's help, and certainly even our guardian angel, to pray to our guardian angel to help us, to protect us. So demons are a reality, certainly today. Jesus has come in part to cast out demons, so we want to turn to the Lord. Jesus, help me. Help expel any demons, or help me in temptation, that I may follow you, to stay close to you and avoid falling into sin.